I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Soon after graduating from college in 2008, Francisco Cantu joined the United States Border Patrol. He spent the next 4 years as an agent, mostly in the field along the U.S.-Mexico borders of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. His very personal memoir of that time, and its aftermath, is The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border. Cantu spoke with Spencer Beckwith.
The book, for me, really began as a way of making sense of my time in the Border Patrol and making sense of what I had participated in. So I think from the start, it was a very individual, specific, personal accounting of that. And as I sort of moved through the writing process, specific questions emerged. And one of the central questions of the book is sort of, what are the ways that we are made to normalize violence in our lives? So, you know, it starts from a very individual place, but I think tries to look outward from that place in a broader way.
Would you give me your definition of normalize violence? What does that mean to you?
Looking back at my time in the Border Patrol, I was trying to grapple with the fact that, you know, I had participated in and perpetuated a lot of policies that, you know, when I look at them now, seem, you know, inherently flawed and deadly in many respects. But of course, you know, for me, I was someone that entered the Border Patrol with a lot of, I think, idealism and naivete, and I had a lot of specific questions that I had entered the Border Patrol trying to answer. And so my experience when I looked back was trying to figure out how I had so quickly been made to put those questions away in order to get through the training experience, and when I was in the field every day, just to get up every day and get ready to go out again and do the work again.
There is a rhythm in your book of your dreams, recurring nightmares, actually. Dreams are very tough to write about. Did you hesitate to include descriptions of your dreams?
Some of the first writing that I did, you know, that ended up becoming part of this book was perhaps 6 months to a year after I had quit the Border Patrol. And a lot of that writing came straight out of this journal that I kept, especially during those first few years in the field. And mostly what was in that journal were descriptions of these conversations and encounters that I had with people that were crossing the border, most of whom were crossing for work or to reunite with their family or fleeing violence in their home countries. And, you know, I when I think about that journal now, what I realize is that I was really attempting to write these things down so that I wouldn't forget them. Because I knew that if I didn't write them down, they would be gone. And many of them are lost to me now because I never wrote them down. That's sort of what I started with. And the other thing that was in those journals were some of the dreams that I would have. And a lot of these dreams were so jarring that I had this compulsion to write them down. Because I began to feel after a certain amount of time, especially with these dreams that were sort of recurring, you know, that my subconscious was trying to tell me something. And when I began writing, it was, you know, a long, drawn-out process of trying to find out what that was. I was sort of investigating those dreams, reading Jung and Freud and going to internet chat rooms and looking up, you know, what does it mean when you dream about a wolf? What does it mean when you dream that your teeth are falling out? Those kinds of things.
Author Francisco Cantu speaking with Spencer Beckwith. We'll have part two of that conversation tomorrow on KRWG News.